Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Brought to you right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network by the World Boxing Association and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
This is an incredible scene. The place is going wild.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 27 years. Of course, this first hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is all about the sport of boxing, the sport of professional boxing. But at noon, that's right, noon Pacific time on Saturdays, we go into the world of mixed martial arts. Today, we've got a star-studded show in both aspects. We're talking about boxing and MMA. First up, let's talk about boxing. Last Saturday, of course, the world middleweight champion, the true world middleweight champion, the undisputed world middleweight champion. I don't know how else I can anoint this guy. He's the man. The man to beat the man to beat the man. But yet he gets disrespected. He gets the Rodney Dangerfield stereotype of boxing because he gets no respect. I'm talking about Sergio Martinez, a man now living in Oxnard, California, originally out of Argentina, and then he went to Spain to fight, to learn how to fight. But the bottom line is he gets no respect. But after last week's knockout of a very rough Brit by the name of Matthew Macklin, of course, who went 12 rounds with Felix Sturm in his prior fight, I would have to say he is gaining a little bit more respect. Not a lot, just a little bit. Anyway, knocked him down twice in the 11th round, finished the fight right then and there as trainer Buddy McGirt decided not to let Double M Matt Macklin out for the 12th and final round. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Lots of things to talk about. We've got results. We've got tonight's cards, of course, on NBC, on HBO. Lots of boxing to talk about right here on the world of inside. The insiders look into the world of boxing. So if you'd like to join us on the toll-free phone lines, that's your prerogative. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can also follow us on Twitter. Twitter, the hash mark, and then ringtalk.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and of course, the American Forces Network.
There you are, in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly, and you smell like class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Late James B, James Brown, got to watch him go through his pre-show ritual, combing his hair with the big mirror, the fur jacket, the whole nine yards at the Paramount Theater about a decade ago. Priceless moment in Pedro's life, as that was incredible. They told me, I was with the Tower of Power, and they said, "You've got to leave now. Now exit this way." And I exited the opposite way on purpose, because I knew it was going to bring me onto stage. Not that I wanted to be shown before the Paramount Theater crowd, but I wanted to see James Brown. And sure enough, I got to see JB. So God, JB, God rest your soul. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, as I mentioned last week, Sergio Martinez now 49-2-2, 28 whacks, knocking out Matthew Macklin, 28-4, 19 KOs. Macklin was not the greatest fighter in the world, but he was the best that Sergio Martinez could fight at the time. I mean, Julio Cesar Chavez, I saw him on TV this week with his big mouth father, you know, the cokehead, and the guy that had himself all kinds of substance abuse problems, the guy that was so insecure he couldn't sleep by himself during a training camp down there in Monterrey, Mexico. In fact, he had a girlfriend on the second floor and the fourth floor while he stayed on the third floor, and he was married. So besides that, besides being a cheat and a few other things, but Julio Jr. is a bit of a cheat himself, of course. He's had some problems with diuretics and or masking steroids, one or the other. Of course, he was suspended for such. And now, being undefeated, he refuses to fight Sergio Martinez. I mean, Jose Suleiman, or I call him Jose Silly Man, the president of the World Boxing Council, or the World Boxing, or the World the World of Bunko and Chicanery, or the World Boxing Circus, whichever name you want to apply to the WBC, he keeps saying that Martinez and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. will fight. Well, when? What are they waiting for? They're waiting for Martinez to get older. I think he's going to be turning 39 pretty soon. He can't get much older than he is. And, of course, Chavez, having that physical advantage, and the fact that he comes in at 160 pounds and weighs 180-plus pounds when he steps in the ring. I mean, Sergio's going to weigh about 165, 170 come fight time. But, you know, the kid from Culiacan, Mexico, will end up weighing about 15 pounds more. If that's not enough of an advantage, and the fact that he's younger, if that's not enough to take on this old man, talking about Sergio Martinez, well, I guess Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. will never step up and fight the real true world middleweight champion, Sergio Martinez. That being said, Edwin Rodriguez, a super middleweight who has aspirations of fighting a world super middleweight champion, but the best fighter pound for pound probably in the world. I'm talking about Andre Ward of Oakland, California, winner of the Showtime Super 6 Super Middleweight Tournament in December. Edwin Rodriguez was a winner over a majority decision winner over Don George. Martinez came in 21 and zip, left 21 and zip, 14 KOs. A 10-round nod, scores of 99-91, 96-94, and 97-93. Now, I got to say this. Don George lost. I mean, he clearly lost. He's 22-2-1 now. But he had the finest girlfriend I've ever seen on television in years. So hats off to you, young man. When you went home that night, I know you were a happy guy, because that chick was like a 12 on a scale of 1 to 10. She was unbelievably hot. Kendall Holt, still back in the junior welterweight picture, knocked out Tim Coleman on ESPN2 last Friday night. Bit of an upset there. Coleman was thought to be able to rout Holt, but Holt now 28-5, 16 KOs. Coleman 19-3-1. The loudmouth that he is was knocked down four times, causing the towel to be thrown in from his corner at 2 minutes and 23 seconds of the second round. Abraham Lopez was the winner, of course, on the same card. On Showtime, Showbox, Randy Caballero was the winner over a guy named Jose Araza. Big deal there. And Omar Figueroa was the winner as well. Nonito Donaire's brother. That's right, the guy that was driving a bus over in the East Bay about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. Glenn Donaire, now weighing 114 pounds out of San Leandro, California. Unanimous winner in 10 rounds last Friday night over Omar Salado. Salado, of course, out of Tijuana, Mexico. 24-5-2 now, 15 KOs of Salada. Donaire, 19-4-1, 10 KOs. I guess him seeing all that attention his brother's getting is making his day. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, this man, Nonito Donaire, if not the best fighter pound for pound in the world, one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world. Now, I got a lot of heat this week because I ripped on Jim Lampley a little bit. I said that, I fell asleep during an HBO fight last week, and I said, well, Jim Lampley falls asleep during broadcasts. I mean, he says stuff that doesn't happen, like knockdowns that don't exist. Anyway, I passed out between one round and another round, and I ended up waking up and watching the fight on the delayed broadcast on the tape. But the bottom line is, people are ripping me this week and ripping into me because of the fact that Jim Lampley attacked his wife at a post-fight meeting, a post-fight party we had. I think it was at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And his wife was a newscaster in L.A. She's a famous newscaster. And she's got, like, these funny hands. They sort of look like lobster paw hands. She's got the disease. I don't know what it's called exactly. But she's got it, and I believe a couple of his kids have it. And she was flirting with some guy, or allegedly flirting with some guy. And Lamps, they call him Lamps, Jim Lampley, former North Carolina graduate, he got upset and grabbed his wife, threw her on the floor, and started choking her out. So nobody in the room moved. So I ran over and slapped a good old police chokehold on him, known better as the triangle choke. And now in the world of MMA, of course, I was using this when I was a cop. And I slapped it on him, and believe it or not, I had to crank it up before he let go. I mean, I had to crank it up. Crank it up, folks. I mean, we're not talking about just somebody grabbing on somebody. In other words, I had to crank that chokehold up. In other words, Lampley was a few seconds away or maybe less than a minute away of going unconscious before he finally let go of his wife's throat with his hands. Okay? Now, I didn't report that. Out of respect for Larry Merchant, HBO, Kerry Davis, of course, was the HBO vice president there at the time, and Harold Letterman was in the house. So I didn't report that. I didn't write about it, didn't talk about it, nothing like that. And then a few years later, Lampley gets accused of beating up his girlfriend. So it ends up making the news. So I ended up bringing up the fact that, I had to choke Lampley out. Well, people got upset with me. And then why isn't it on television and things like that? Well, how the hell can you put a beef that took place at a party, how can you put that on TV? So for you ignorant Jim Lampley fans that have been sending me those kind of emails, you can go shovel a pile of you-know-what and you-know-where. Okay? But the bottom line is, yes, it did happen. There's no doubt about it. It did happen because it happened. I was part of it. So as far as Lampley being an angel is concerned, he's not. I'm not saying he's a devil. I'm just saying that he happened to have what I thought was a couple of drinks that night, got a little out of hand, and ended up trying to kill his wife. Now, had I not slapped that chokehold on him, he might have choked her to death. I mean, she wasn't turning purple or anything, but she had had the choke clamp slapped on her for about 15, 20 seconds, and everybody knows it doesn't take but about 30 seconds to choke somebody to death if you're squeezing them the right way and you crush their voice pipe and things like that. So at the end of the day, yes, I did slap the chokehold on Jim Lampley. Am I sorry? No, I'm not sorry. I slapped the chokehold on him. Am I sorry I wrote about it? No, I gave him a pass the first time around. What more can you do? I mean, that was a big news story. Had I ran with it that night, it was a big news story, okay? At the time, HBO was a sponsor, and although I will not bend over backwards for sponsors, I felt that when Larry Merchant asked me not to mention it, he says, this is really not newsworthy, and Harold Letterman was there, and I just didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, per se. I mean, not that I could give a smit or a snot about Jim Lampley. I couldn't, okay? I think he's an egomaniac. I think he's a moron. I think he's got a good voice. I think other than that good voice and the fact that he delivers on TV, he's a piece of crap when it comes to a human being. Because not only is he lumped up one woman, allegedly he's lumped up two. I watched him lump up the one. I mean, slapping a chokehold on a woman and throwing her on the ground, and you're standing over and you're a 200-pound-plus man, and you've got your old lady, your wife, by the throat with both hands, squeezing the life out of her, I think that sort of denotes you to the position of being a creep. And that, in my mind, is what Jim Lampley is all about. He's a creep. Okay, but have I voiced those opinions over the years? No, I haven't. I've let it go. Somebody brought it up in the blogs at ringtalk.com that Floyd Mayweather is being persecuted for domestic violence, but at the same time, people like Jim Lampley are able to settle these beefs with money, because that's what I think his ex-girlfriend got from a bunch of money, okay? And the wife, of course, you know, they ended up getting divorced. So I don't know what more to say about that. I think I'm going to let that go. But the bottom line is Jim Lampley, he's a real piece of work. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. And you're not going to get that anywhere else, that kind of honesty. You hear these other shows, and yes, sir, I'm often imitated but never duplicated. There's tons of boxing radio shows out there and tons of MMA shows, folks, but you won't get too many people telling you true stories just like that. It just don't happen, because it happened to me. I was there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Speaking of boxing, big night tonight. We'll talk with that about the entire cards, of course, cards both on NBC Sports and HBO with my man KP Kevin Perry coming up next on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Can I give you some advice?
I'd appreciate that.
You're going to find a trainer either in this gym or somewhere else that's going to want to train a girl. It's the latest freak show out there. But the only trouble is they're going to be wasting your time because you're too old.
I don't feel that old.
Well, neither do I, but you don't see me fighting 21-year-olds, do you? It takes about 4 years to train a fighter. How old are you?
31 until my next birthday.
Well, there you go, 31. You wouldn't start training to be a ballerina at 31 now, would you?
I've been working it for 3 years.
And you can't hit a speed bag? What kind of training is that?
Never had any, boss.
Uh-huh, the Horns of the Mighty Tower of Power still touring Europe. I think they're going to conclude in, like, Belgium or somewhere. The Netherlands in the next couple of days. The boy will be back home. The Funksters. Tonight at Tommy T's in Pleasanton, California, the great Lenny Williams, former lead singer of Tower of Power, a platinum recording artist in his own right and a good friend of the show's host here. He will be doing a benefit for minority cancer. Check out Tommy T's website for availability on tickets there. But Lenny Williams will be performing tonight at Tommy T's in Pleasanton, California. Speaking of performing tonight, Eric Morales. That's right, El Terrible. Lately, he's sort of looked El Terrible. I think that's the terrible one is what El Terrible means. And he's looked terrible in a lot of these fights. He's 52-7-2, dropped 3 fights in a row at one point in time, 1 to Zahir Rahim, 2 to Manny Pacquiao. He retired. Then he came back, had a couple of fights against a couple of hobos. No, I wasn't one of them, but he fought a couple of hobos. And tonight, he takes on Danny Garcia on HBO, 22-0, 14 KOs. Of course, Morales' record overall, 52-7-2, 36 whacks, a champion at 122, 126, and I believe 130 before stepping off and trying to fight at 135. Now he is the WBC title holder at 140 pounds, which has no merit whatsoever on the world of boxing because the WBC anoints Mexican fighters world champions left and right. So for a Mexican winning, and no knocks on Mexicans in general, but for a Mexican winning a WBC title, they're sort of anointed. Ask Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, MMA coming up in the next hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now we bring in my man at ringtalk.com. We'll talk about KP, Kevin Perry, and I'll never tell you what KP stands for because it's a secret between me and him. But the bottom line is we're going to talk boxing, of course, HBO and NBC tonight. Kev, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good, man. Let's talk about this first fight, Eric Morales and Danny Garcia. Garcia, 22-0, as I said, 14 KOs, 12 rounds. They're fighting at the Reliant Arena in Houston, Texas. Are we supposed to be really impressed with Garcia at 22-0, or is his record sort of suspect?
I think not super highly of him, but I think he's got a lot of potential to be a future pretty good world champion. And I've seen him fight a few times, and the thing I like about Garcia is every time I see him fight, he improves. And a lot of fighters, they kind of hit a wall in their development because they're not brought up the right way. They're fed a lot of soft opposition, and I think they kind of have stepped them up at the right times against the right kind of opponents with good, solid experience as being veterans. And I think Eric Morales is in for a pretty tough night against Garcia because Garcia is he's probably the bigger puncher. He's got quick hands. He's naturally the bigger man. And he's got some pretty decent boxing skills to go along with it. And Eric Morales is not really a 140-pounder, in my opinion. And he actually didn't even make the 140 pounds, which probably tells you he wasn't in the best or isn't going to be in the best shape when they step in the ring tonight.
So is this a non-title affair?
Well, Eric Morales lost his title at the scales, so if Garcia wins, he'll win the title because he did make the weight.
So you've got a 140-pounder in Eric Morales, the guy that used to fight at 122, 126, 130, 135, can't make a 140, can't make 140. Is that a show of lack of discipline on his part or what?
Yeah, probably. It's probably a lack of discipline, and I think
age.
He's just kind of getting up there in age, and yeah. I think he's just having a much harder time being, you know, dedicated.
Okay. On the undercard, James Kirkland coming off that, of course, that TKO-6 over Alfredo Angulo. James Kirkland, 30-1, 27 KOs. taking on Carlos Molina, 19-4 and 2-6 KOs. First of all, Kirkland turned down a world title fight with Austin Trout. Is Austin Trout the most avoided guy in boxing? I mean, he can fight. He has a WBA super welterweight or junior middleweight title, yet he can't get arrested. Guys don't want to fight him. Is it because he's left-handed and slick or what?
Does Austin Trout have a promoter?
Yeah, he's got a promoter, and he's had a decent promoter. His last name was Cone. I can't think of his first name now. I think it's like Leonard Cone. He's fighting out of being promoted out of Texas. But, no, the guy's got a few bucks. He's tried to get him in with certain guys, but guys just don't want to fight him. I mean, Austin James Kirkland bowed out. I can name four or five other guys that bowed out, but I don't have the list in front of me. But I've been told by his manager that they've tried like hell to get him a fight. In fact, they were sending him away as a world champion to spar in different guys' sparring as a sparring partner in different guys' camps because he can't get a title fight. I mean, how many guys do you know with a title can't defend it?
Well, I think part of the problem with Austin Trout is he's kind of tall. He's quite rangy. He's got great boxing skills. And he's the kind of guy that if you actually beat him, you probably wouldn't get a whole lot of credit for it because not a lot of people know who he is. So a lot of guys are definitely going to avoid the guy until he can possibly – see, the problem is with Austin Trout is he has a belt. I think if he was a contender, he might have a better chance of getting a big fight because he can put himself into one of those mandatory slots. But now
Kev, he's had so many mandatory obligations. He was a mandatory against Cotto. The WBA removed that. They called Cotto some super champion or something like that. So he was supposed to fight the winner of Cotto, Cotto's last fight. That didn't happen. I mean, the bottom line is he has been a mandatory a number of times for a number of different guys, and somehow the sanctioning mobs, the sanctioning bodies, whichever you want to call them, whichever you prefer, came through for the kid. So I don't know if you can blame Austin Trout. I mean, the fact that he's black, he's left-handed, and he's slick, that sure shouldn't disqualify him from getting fights.
Well, I think that's the exact reason why he's being disqualified. And also another reason is I think Austin Trout, for me seeing him fight, I mean, he is a huge 154-pounder. I mean, I could see that guy eventually in the future fighting as far up as 168 pounds. I mean, he's not a little guy. And I can't blame somebody like Cotto for not fighting him because Cotto's just looking for the big fights and kind of looking to make as much money as possible before his career's over. So you're going to see, obviously you're going to see Cotto fight guys like Ricardo Mayorga, Yuri Foreman, who didn't pose much of a threat.
Yeah.
Guys like that are perfect opponents for Cotto. Somebody like Austin Trout, I mean, I think Cotto will probably get knocked out.
Austin Trout, of course, the 2004 Olympic alternate, who my man Andre Ward says is a great, great fighter. Okay, let's switch gears. NBC tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. NBC Sports Network, formerly known as Versus. Zab Judah, 41-7. Of course, this is a main event. Kathy Duva promotion, so with Zab Judah in the main event, no surprise there. 41-7, 28 KOs, former champion, 140 and 147 pounds now. Taking on unbeaten Vernon Perez, 26-0, 15 KOs. That's coming from Brooklyn, New York, and, of course, that's at 147 pounds. I want to mention this. Vernon Perez is probably the only guy I know that's boxed with a slug 2 inches away from his spine, so he's bullet-ridden. The guy's been shot.
I don't know why I'm laughing, but that's pretty guy's got guts. I'll give him that much. He's a pretty good fighter, too.
Okay, so who wins this, Judah or Perez?
I kind of thought pretty highly of Perez based on his defeat of Tim Coleman the last time I saw him fight, but then I just saw Coleman fight Kendall Holton, get blitzed in two rounds, so I don't know if that was because Perez is that good or because Coleman is just not dedicated. But I think Zab Judah's done, so I'm going to go with Vernon Perez. I think he's on his way up, and Zab is – that performance against Amir Khan was pretty pathetic. So I'm going to go with the fresher, younger guy who seems pretty hungry.
Tomasz Adamek, 44-2 out of Poland, now living in New Jersey and drawing lots and lots of polls back there at the Live Gates, of course, in Newark, and now he'll be in Brooklyn, New York, which isn't all that far away. 44-2, 28 KOs, taking on Nagy Aguilera, 17-6, 12 KOs. Is this one of those work fights? Is this a work fight for him or what?
It's a garbage fight. I think as good as main events is putting on cards, I don't think it's really fair to the viewers on TV to have to watch Adamek in there with somebody like Nagy Aguilera. I think they could step him up to a better opponent, but I'm assuming this is more of a confidence builder because he took a beating against Vitaly Klitschko. So I think this is just kind of to get his bearings back and, you know, build him up a little bit. And, you know, I think Sergey Lyakovic, who's also on the card, would have been a better opponent for him.
But that ain't happening, Kev.
Dangerous.
That ain't happening. Kevin Perry, thank you so much for your time, and look forward to some articles at ringtalk.com.
All right, thanks.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Of course, MMA coming up the next hour. But straight up, next up, we'll have Jeff Mayweather. That's right, the sane Mayweather. The sane one, not same, sane, S-A-N-E. The sane Mayweather will be in the house. Jeff Mayweather in just a minute. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or follow us on Twitter using the # Ring Talk.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
There's not a guy in this room that really gives a rat ass about candlelight dinners. Women seem to think we like them, but, you know, it's never our idea. I mean, does he have them with his friends when you're not around? Absolutely not. During the Super Bowl, okay, Bob, you get the Doritos, I'll get the candles. First down, yes! You make a candlelight dinner for a guy, believe me, he's sitting there squirming in his chair. I can't see the goddamn potato. This sucks. The hell did she make? What is this, a turd, a piece of corn? Honey, at least put on the TV, get some light over here. So romantic. It's right up there with taking a bath or a shower together. Cannot tell you how many times I'll come home at night, the wife will have a little bath made. She doesn't get it. She'll have candles in the bathroom like some kind of voodoo sacrifice. What are you doing?
Oh, I made us a bath.
You made us a bath. You ever see me take a bath? No, I don't take a bath. I can't even get my own fat butt in the tub without my feet halfway up the wall. We've tried this before. It doesn't work. I always get the side with the faucet in my back. Ow! Ow! Yeah, honey, I'd love to get a hard-on. There doesn't seem to be any room. Taking a shower together. That really sucks, fellas. See, women like that because they're the ones under the hot water. We're standing there like a moron with a shriveled up f***ing soap on our face. This is terrific, honey. I got no penis. I got shampoo in my eyes. Let me know when there's no more hot water. It'll be my turn. I'll be right over here. I'm cold. I'm naked. My f*** looks like a stack of buttons.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, we will air a special edition on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We have Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the covering both boxing and MMA. The Sunday show covers both. That's right. Half and half. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 27 plus years. My next guest is one of my favorite guys when it comes to having him on the radio and being around him. He's sane. He's smart. He's successful at what he does. He's one of the better trainers in the world of boxing. Of course, we'll talk about the great Jeff Mayweather. What's up, Big Jeff?
How's it going, Big Joe?
Not much, man. How's life treating you?
I can't complain. Things are picking up in boxing. And, of course, I'm training a few MMA guys, too. So I'm busy.
Okay, so let's talk about Celestino Caballero. What's up? Is he going to fight? Who's he fighting next?
Well, it looks like it's going to be Mike Garcia. That is mandatory, so that looks like that's who's next up for us.
Okay, and Mike Garcia, is he brother of Roberto Garcia?
Yes.
Okay, so what does Garcia bring to the dance? He looks a little green.
He's a very good puncher. He's got decent skills, but, at the same time, he hasn't fought anyone nowhere close to the skill level Celestino, and of course, my thing with Celestino now is just to get him to boxing, because that's what he should be doing with his height and reach. He had so much advantage of all the guys that he faced, but before I got him, he didn't care. He wanted to bang with everyone, but finally these last couple fights, he's listening. He's finally accepted, my strategy of boxing, so okay. I'm very happy.
Jeff Mayweather is our guest, folks. Juan Manuel Lopez, the Puerto Rican sensation, no more, of course, having lost two fights in a row to Orlando Salido, both by stoppage. Was he all hype, or was there some ability there?
Well, I think there's some ability there, but I think that a lot of that was also due to, great matchmaking. They built him up to be much better than what he was because, he had a huge following. And once you got a guy that has a following, of course, you want to capitalize off of it. And that's what Top Rank did. They basically, he had a strong support, had a strong support group behind him, with the Puerto Rican fans. So, he became huge.
I know. I'm sorry for interrupting. The super fight was supposed to be him and Yuri Gamboa at 126, and he kept sidestepping that, and he wanted to take on Salido instead, thought Salido was a tune-up. Salido handed him his head twice in a row. Yuri Gamboa, he left the Top Rank stable. I understand he was training with Floyd Mayweather Jr. over there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Any idea what he's going to do next? He's got a court battle in front of him and things like that, but pound for pound, he's one of the better fighters in the world.
To be honest, I don't know what's really going on with him other than, I've never even really spoke to the guy, other than hi. Mm-hmm. Of course, I don't even know if he speaks English at all. He seems to be a pleasant guy. The few times I've seen him at first, only thing I know is that, I read that, he said that he didn't have a contract for the fight. And that's the reason why the fight with him and Reels is not not happening.
Well, that's right. He didn't sign his name on a contract, and therefore I don't think he was contractually obligated to fight Brandon Rios. Plus, Brandon Rios would have came in at 135 and weighed in about 150, and Gamboa, a guy that fights at 130, 135, 126, 130 would end up coming in about 135, so there would have been a huge size disadvantage for the young man. But the bottom line is that anybody that dumps Top Rank, especially Cuban fighters, somehow Cuban fighters aren't handled in the manner that other ethnic groups are at Top Rank. I'm talking about Puerto Ricans and or Mexicans, and I don't know why. They just happen to have a problem handling Cuban fighters. I want to mention this because I got ripped for it this week. I mean, I got ripped big time. I mentioned in the blog, I did a story called Pedro Pulls a Jim Lampley during the Martinez bout last week. In other words, I fell asleep during the fight. Now, Jim Lampley, I've accused him of falling asleep on the air. But, anyway, here's what's up. About 10 years ago, we were at the MGM Grand, and we were at an HBO post-fight party, and I think Mike Tyson made a cameo appearance at that, and we're all kicking around, and, you know, people are drinking and having a good time, and Jim Lampley was then married to that lady, that L.A. newscaster, who had those globster-like hands. She had these hands that were deformed. Her hands were deformed. And she was flirting with some dude, and I believe he was a person of color. And Lampley jumped up off the couch and grabbed her and threw her on the ground and started choking her out, put both his hands around her throat. So nobody in the room moved. And me being an ex-policeman and an ex-fighter as well, I ran over and slapped that triangle choke on Lampley. And I slapped it on him, and you think that just having somebody slap a chokehold on you would be enough for you to, like, hey, you know, let up. But no, I had to slap it on, then I had to crank it up before he would let go of the wife's throat, okay? So finally he lets go of the wife's throat. I don't mention it at all in print. I don't mention it on the radio. I don't mention any TV shows I'm doing because I was working with Don King at the time. Don't mention it on the air. And the bottom line is, of course, he comes back a few years later, gets accused of doing the same thing to his girlfriend. She files a police report. She files this. She files that. He settles out of court for money. There's no charges involved. And then I try to tie in this week when a blogger brought it up, and a blogger did bring it up. I didn't bring it up. A blogger brought it up. The fact that, you know, Floyd is being persecuted for his domestic violence issues, but yet people like Jim Lampley can slide, can skate on him. And I'm just trying to tell the world that there are, I know people, the white folks out there are going to be jumping up and down and pulling out their hair and calling me a racist and that, this and that. But first of all, let me tell you this. My mother's white. My father's brown. So I'm half and half. I can see things from both sides of the plate. But the bottom line is our justice system, is slanted against people of color. I mean, if you ain't hip to that, well, look at that George Zimmerman thing down there in Florida right now with that young man that was slain for walking down the street wearing a hoodie.
Right.
I mean, so anyway, what I'm trying to say is that although Floyd is not a perfect citizen, Floyd's done his thing. Floyd's had his beefs in pool halls and bars, and he's had his issues and this and that, and him and the baby's mama have had some problems over the years. I really don't think that we can just put him out on an island and call him a domestic abuser when there are other guys that have done the same thing or literally the same thing and been able to slide because they got money, connections, and the power of HBO behind them. So I wanted to get that out of the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and basically, you know, it's one of those situations in which sometimes you just become a target. And, of course, I mean, you know, Floyd, because he's one of the fighters that actually goes against the grain. And, you know, and a lot of times because he, you know, he likes to boast and brag about money, you know, and, of course, and he also talks about the fact that, you know, he's his own man, he's his own boss. I mean, that sometimes that doesn't sit well. That doesn't sit well a lot of times with the media and, of course, with the powers that be. So, you know, I mean, he's become a target.
With the establishment. It doesn't sit well with the establishment. See, they want to they want to keep a brother on the plantation. No, don't be laughing. Don't be laughing. I'm talking about the Top Rank plantation. I don't know if you remember this or not, but there used to be a guy back in the day, and people compare me to him often, Malcolm Flash Gordon. Flash Gordon used to write these things called Tonight's Boxing Programs in the 70s and 80s, and he went out of business, but he was based out in New York City, had people like Johnny Boz working for him and Jack Obermeyer and people like that, living legends. And He once had a picture, a cover of Top Rank Bob Arum driving a chariot, you know, like back in the Roman days. And, yeah. Yeah, it was like Charlton Heston. I forget what that movie was. But he had him driving a chariot. And he had, what was it?
Ten Commandments.
Yeah, exactly, the Ten Commandments. But he had three black fighters pulling his chariot, okay? So that's sort of where Flash was coming from, and that's why I call it the Top Rank Plantation, that and a number of other reasons. But, yeah, the fact that Floyd is anti-establishment, won't do the plantation thing, won't you know, just won't bend over for people. He does his own thing. And you know, I will give Floyd some credit, but I've also got to knock him a little bit because he has alienated a certain contingent of boxing fans because he's too cocky and he's too bold and this and that. But, you know, people used to say that about me when I was knocking people out and winning Golden Glove titles. You know, he's too big for his own britches, this and that, and they couldn't wait for me to lose. Well, I went undefeated 3 years in a row, won three straight Golden Glove titles here in Northern California. And finally, I lost. So these people got their little satisfaction out of that. I ended up losing. I ended up coming back the next year and winning a title and retiring about a year later. But the bottom line was, you know, there were people out there. Anytime you're in a position where you're talking smack and you're letting people know who you are, and what you can do, they get upset. Why is it that Americans or sports fans in general just can't accept a brash, confident athlete? What's the scoop on that?
I don't know. I mean, it's just that, you know, in America, you got to be politically correct. And if you're not, a lot of times, you know, you're going against the grain. So, you know, you kind of get alienated sometimes.
Okay. Talk to me about these three MMA fighters these MMA fighters you're working with. Who are they?
Well, I'm working with, I think most people know by now, Roy Nelson, which he has a big fight, you know, coming up with Bigfoot Silva.
Big Country.
Big Country.
Yeah.
And, of course, everyone knows I already worked with Mo, but, you know, Mo's going through his thing, and he just had a staph infection and stuff. He's just trying to recover, and even, and plus he has to go to, he has a hearing, you know, about what happened in his last fight.
Mm-hmm.
Will you
please explain to my listeners who Mo is exactly?
Who, King Mo?
Yeah, it's King Mo. Tell him King Mo. What's Mo's real name so you can tell the people?
Mo Noel.
Okay. All right, go on.
And I have a new young kid that's coming up, Danny Castillo.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's I think he's out of San Diego, not San, Sacramento area.
Mm-hmm.
Very talented also. And so, I mean, plus, of course, I got my fighters. And so I'm keeping real busy. You know, I have Dewey Cooper. He's fighting end of the month, the 31st.
Stretch us out about 36.
Okay. That's boxing. He's going to be boxing. And then I have DeAndre Lattimore, he's fighting on the undercard of Floyd against Carlos Quintana.
Okay, before Floyd fights, going to have you back on the show. Real quick, who wins tonight, Eric Morales or Danny Garcia?
Well, to be honest, I don't know anything about Danny Garcia, so I can't really speak on him.
You see that, folks? That's honesty. See that? That's honesty. Now, any other pundit would have came in there and tried to BS us or lay some pontificate or lay some line on us, but that's Jeff Mayweather, honest to the bone. Jeff, I want to thank you. I love you. I'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thank you.
Peace and respect. He's a bad dude, man. He could fight in his own right. Now he's a great trainer. I'm talking about Jeff Mayweather. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is a little Tower of Power back in the day from 2008. It's called The Great American Soul Book. It was an album of cover songs that reached number 4 on the Billboard Top 40 Billboard Jazz Charts. And this is Joss Stone and Larry Braggs doing an old Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell song.
Oh, baby, so much joy wrapped in it.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
This song is so true when it comes to women. Ain't no doubt about it. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, MMA coming up at noon Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the Saturday edition. Of course, we air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The American Forces Network. I want to say hello to all our troops out there. The cable radio network, Channel 2, and live worldwide via the fabulous Internet. So if this is your very first time of joining us here on the Ring Talk family, let me welcome you to the longest-running fight show in history, a show that's often imitated but never duplicated. So until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget the website, RingTalk, RingTalk, RingTalk.com. Much peace, much respect, and as Lenny Williams says,